Triangle. This is for the work zone, blocking the left side of the roadway. Same story southbound after 17 in Falmouth. Left side blocked. However, VDOT says they'll be alternating throughout the night. Keep that in mind. In a loop at the Beltway in Maryland, the work crew is between River Road and I-270 and the 270 Spur. Looks like a single left lane is what's getting you by, in addition to the lanes that get you over onto the 270 Spur. Northbound 270, work zone past Quince Orchard Road, blocking the right side. COP Traffic Center, presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
And next, we'll go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
After seeing temperatures today, anywhere between 87 and 91 degrees, tomorrow's going to be a little less intense on the heat, and we're tracking our next rain chances. This evening, we'll have some scattered clouds around the area. Temperatures by morning in the 60s. Tomorrow afternoon, anywhere between 85 and 89 degrees, with showers after 7 p.m. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Now 79 degrees in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up on WTOP, breaking news. Four officers trying to serve a warrant have died in a shootout in North Carolina. Five others injured. That is a new death toll with four people gone tonight. The deadline is passed. Students remain at Columbia University's protest. 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news out of Charlotte, North Carolina, where a fourth officer has died of his injuries after being shot in the line of duty this afternoon.
There's no doubt that our Charlotte community has experienced a tragedy today.
Several other officers were wounded in the shootout while serving a warrant at a home. WBTV's Nick Oxner.
Neighbor Tyler Wilson said the shootout lasted for 30 minutes.
There was shots ringing left and right.
Police say one suspect has been killed, and they are questioning two other people found inside the house.
We lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
Student protesters still call for Israel to end its war in Gaza and for divestments from their schools, as Columbia University says it's suspending students who haven't left the encampment. Odyssey New York's Marla Diamond.
Despite threats of disciplinary action, the tents stayed, and hundreds of students marched around the quad, chanting and beating drums in solidarity. Eve said she was hoping to send a message.
What I hope administration takes from this is that there's an outpouring of support from our community and that students are willing to fight for what's right.
Organizers say they have been peaceful and call threats of suspension or expulsion bribery.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pushing for an Israeli proposed ceasefire deal. CBS's Robert Berger says Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
The sticking point all along has been whether or not Israel would go along with a complete end of the war. It had refused. That has been Hamas's key demand, and now the Israelis apparently are going along with the idea that in the second phase, if all goes well, they could discuss a permanent end of the war.
Oregon lottery officials say the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot is 46-year-old Cheng Saifan, who says he's been battling cancer for 8 years. The Laos-born immigrant is living in Portland.
We're rich.
And he says he'll use the money to provide for his family and hire a good doctor. If you want to live longer, don't take the elevator.
An analysis of multiple studies involving close to 500,000 participants has found those who climbed stairs regularly had a 39% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease and a lower overall risk of developing cardiovascular disease or suffering a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. They were also 24% less likely to die during the study period. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Prosecutors will not retry Arizona rancher George Kelly, whose trial in the shooting death of a Mexican man on his property ended last week with a deadlocked jury. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 10:03 now on Monday evening, April 29th, 2024. Upper Marlboro at 73 and some of us falling to the 60s later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Colleges around the United States are imploring student protesters of the war in Gaza to clear out tent encampments with rising levels of urgency. Police used pepper spray as they made more arrests today at the University of Texas Austin. Protesters at New York's Columbia University are now facing suspension after ignoring the ultimatum to clear out their encampment. This was the last day of classes at George Washington University here in D.C., as demonstrations in Foggy Bottom continue for a fifth night.
This is Liana Golden with 7 News, reporting from George Washington University campus, where at this hour, even more people have come out to join the protest. Students, members of the public, peers, protesters alike, joining in the center of the encampment around the barricades that are there, singing, chanting, praying. We're seeing even more people than we did just about 2 hours ago before the sun went down. That's what we saw last night, too. During the day, pretty calm and quiet. And then once night falls, it gets a little bit more rowdy. However, it is still peaceful out here at this hour. We know that several students have been suspended for their actions, and the university says they can't comment on specific cases, but they do plan to hold students accountable. We know students aren't going anywhere. That's what organizers and protesters have told me. They say they're not leaving until their demands are met, however long that takes. So we will continue to keep an eye on the situation out here at George Washington University as it continues to develop.
7 News reporter Liana Golden reporting. New this evening, two teenagers have been arrested and charged with a mass shooting earlier this month after hundreds of teens got together for senior skip day at a park in Greenbelt. As WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports, 5 young people were shot and wounded.
The Greenbelt Police Chief and Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy returned to Schramm Hills Park, the scene of the shooting, to announce the arrests.
2 young persons have been identified and taken into custody.
5 young people were shot and wounded in the park on Hanover Parkway during an unsanctioned senior skip day. Braveboy, in her remarks, reclaimed the term.
This is truly a beautiful park, and it is a safe park. And it will continue to be safe.
As for the 14 and 16-year-olds arrested,
these 2 individuals have been charged as adults.
The charges against the 2 include attempted murder and gun charges.
This should never have happened.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
There were no violations of the emergency weekend curfew for young people in National Harbor. None reported anyway. The curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The new rules were put in place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in fighting, vandalism, and stealing at National Harbor. Now to a call for more security for the youngest students in Loudoun County Public Schools. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the proposal is among the recommendations from a task force reviewing the school district's safety plan.
The school district already has resource officers assigned to every middle and high school, but the group of law enforcement personnel, teachers, and principals is suggesting the county expand the scope of that program.
It has been one of the items that's come up from parents of the possibility of adding SROs to elementary schools.
Dan Adams is the school system's public information officer. In elementary schools, he says they don't have to be police officers.
We also have our SSOs, or our school safety officers. So those are LCPS employees. They're not sworn law enforcement officers.
The county could also explore security help from an outside firm. Adams explains the presence isn't just helpful for boosting security.
We're also, looking at things like medical emergencies.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A Prince William County High School student under arrest tonight accused of making threats online toward Osborne Park High School in Manassas. Police say the 17-year-old posted threats of potential violence on Instagram last Friday. Somebody tipped police off that same day. An investigation revealed the threat was not actually credible. The teen now faces charges of threats to bomb a school. Coming up here on WTOP, a local bank merger to tell you about, and how many of your Amazon packages are same day or next day. Stay with us here. Traffic and weather in about 60 seconds.
Do you remember that day, honey, 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget? Dominion Jewelers.
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work. Work. From ordering to reporting, we even keep your receipts all in one place. Which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy.
You're not having any lasagna?
All I can taste is hours of expense reports.
Relax. You used Easy Cater. Enjoy the food, Ray.
Oh, no, thanks. That's...
Enjoy it?
That's...
Amazing.
Yes, Ray, it is amazing. 100,000 restaurants and everything you need to make food for work, work. Order 24-7 at easycater.com.
1008. Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, we go to Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thanks, Dimitri. Few spots to keep an eye out for, mostly work zones all over, really. In Virginia, northbound 95 from Aquia Harbor all the way up towards about the Triangle exit. Got that work crew over on the left side of the roadway blocking off at least two lanes, so stay to the right if you could. Now, if you're coming southbound, I'm seeing this delay just about as you make your way past 234. Do be aware, looks like they do have a work zone on that side as well. I can just see the flashing lights in the distance. Don't have an exact lane-ish for you. But again, regardless, southbound 95 past 234. Watch out for what looks to be a work crew. South of that point, past 17 in Falmouth. Left side of the roadway block, two left lanes. In fact, if you're headed on the inner loop of the Beltway between River Road and the I-270 spur, right side of the roadway blocked off with that work zone. If you're on the inner loop in Virginia, pardon me, looks like they got the work crew between about the Dulles Toll Road and 193. Now, they were supposed to move a rather large piece of material there, so that's likely what they're prepping to do. You should have the right side of the roadway blocked off for that. So as you make your way between Tyson's and the American Legion Bridge, be ready to stay towards the left. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Well, check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP traffic.
Next, we go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Tracking heat today and soon our next weather maker bringing rain around 90 degrees today. That's record-setting heat for some neighborhoods today. Our temperatures this evening will be dropping down through the 80s, 70s, and 60s by early Tuesday morning. Expect temperatures slightly less intense for Tuesday, 85 to 90 degrees, with some late evening showers. Shower chances expected Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville 77, Herndon at 78, Foggy Bottom 78. Maybe down to the 60s for some of us in the suburbs. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
Amazon says 60% of its Prime deliveries in large cities last quarter were same or next day. Alexandria-based Burke and Herbert Bank will merge with West Virginia Summit Financial. It closes this week, doubling the bank's size. Michelin's inaugural hotel guide lists several in D.C. The Jefferson, Rosewood, Pendry, DuPont Circle Hotel, Hay Adams, and the Eaton. The Dow finished Monday session up 146 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asia-Pacific markets are higher. For example, Tokyo stocks up nearly 2%. South Korea's KOSPI almost 1%. Coming up on WTOP, cheaper to rent a home than buy one now. That goes for the whole country, at least in the top 50 biggest metro areas. We'll go in-depth with Bankrate on WTOP.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Are you to become a victim?
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair. Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills. Build towards retirement by contributing to a pension and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
Still ahead on WTOP, for transportation and all other kinds of technologies, batteries are the future rather than burning gas and fossil fuels. And some of that future is on the cutting edge in Beltsville, of all places. We've got that later this half hour. More news in about 30 seconds.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
10:14, and we're glad you're here. Turns out right now, renting is cheaper than buying in all 50 of our biggest metro areas here in the U.S. This comes from a bank rate analysis of typical monthly mortgage payments and monthly rental costs. Bankrate's Alex Gailey joined us earlier to talk it over.
You hit the nail on the head. It is definitely a reflection of broader housing market conditions. The fact that home prices are so high, mortgage rates are north of 7%, and then there's also a lot of competition in the market with a shortage of homes available for sale. At the same time, we have seen rent prices soften over the last year. They're still rising, but they're just not rising as quickly as they did in 2021 and 2022 when we saw peak inflation. So it's really a combination of the factors here. Buying a home is ultimately really expensive right now because of those various factors I listed off. And so overall, you find that renting, at least in the short term, is the more cost-effective option in all 50 of the largest U.S. metros.
So you mentioned U.S. metros. This is not state by state, but we can take a closer look at our region. Can we start with D.C. and like Arlington, Alexandria, that part of the area? Is there a big difference there between rent and mortgage?
So there's about a 50% difference between the typical monthly rent and typical monthly mortgage payment. So it costs 51% more to own a typical home on a monthly basis than to rent in the Washington metro area. It lands in the middle of the pack in terms of cost differences between typical rent and a typical monthly mortgage payment, but that doesn't mean it's affordable to rent or own. Renting is sort of the lesser of two evils in this case, at least in the short term. Typical rent in the Washington metro DC area is roughly $2,200. A typical monthly mortgage payment is roughly $3,500. So again, that ends up equaling out to about a 50% difference between the two. That ultimately comes down to high demand in the metro area and high home prices.
And then one more snapshot, Columbia, Maryland, the Baltimore region. Is it the same deal there or is there a bit of a difference?
There's certainly a difference there. The Baltimore metro area tends to generally be more affordable, lower home prices, lower rent. So typical monthly rent in Baltimore metro area is about $1,800. A typical monthly mortgage payment is about $2,400. So you do see that renting is still cheaper in Baltimore, but the difference there is a lot smaller. It's only 32% difference.
Finally, Alex, the takeaway, the big lesson here, should we rent? A lot of us who kind of came up the old school way believe that rent was throwing your money away. That seems to be evolving now, that sometimes renting is just fine.
I think really the big takeaway is that, you know, if you do want to buy, just to make sure that you are financially prepared to make that leap, it is a long-term financial commitment. It's going to take at least 5 to 7 years for you to see any return on your investment there. So it's something that you have to be thinking about as a long-term decision, not just whether you want to buy right now and stay there for maybe a year or two. It comes down to your lifestyle preferences. Do you see yourself settling down in one place for more than 5 years? If the answer is no, then renting is likely a better option for you. And there are other ways to build wealth, because that is one key benefit of buying, is to build wealth over time and build savings. But it's strategic to have all these kind of different levers you can pull to build wealth over time. So I would say focus on building your savings, paying down any debt. And if you have the financial means to buy right now and you're ready to commit, then you should move forward with that. Time in the market is much more important than trying to time the market.
Bankrate analyst Alex Gailey tonight. Top stories on WTOP. It is now 4 law enforcement officers, including a deputy at the U.S. Marshals Service, shot to death in North Carolina. 4 others injured and a shooting suspect believed to be dead. Israel-Hamas war protesters arrested in Texas, while others defy Columbia University's demand to leave camp in New York City. Suspensions are handed out on that campus. Keep it here for full details. traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks so much, Dimitri. Looks like on the southbound side of I-95, we're dealing with a vehicle fire. Thanks to the listener for confirming it. Heard over the scanners southbound, just as we make way past the rest area. After Route 32, headed past 216. Looks like as of now, right side of the roadway is blocked with said vehicle fire. Listener said he's mostly over on the right shoulder, but of course, response is on its way. If you're headed northbound on 95, you got a work crew headed just past 198, headed towards 216, right side blocked for that one. Eastbound side of 198 reports that all lanes are blocked eastbound as you make way past the BW Parkway for a rather large crash. Westbound side of Maryland 100, the work crew is just a work crew, no longer a crash plus work zone. Between 170 and Arundel Mills Boulevard, you've got what looks to be just a single lane of traffic getting by over on the right. I do hear the traffic tip line ringing. I'll get to you in 2 seconds. Northbound I-270 past Sam Ake Highway, 370 and the ICC, right side of the roadway blocked with that work crew. Interloop of the Beltway, if you're making your way in Maryland between River Road and 270, you have the right side blocked. If you're making your way on the interloop in Virginia, looks like as of now, it's actually going to be the also the right side that's blocked off between the Dulles Toll Road up towards the American Legion Bridge. Stay to the left for that. Sounds like they're moving a rather large piece of equipment there. And of course, you got a few work zones in Virginia, 95 northbound. The worst of it, plenty more work crews, but the worst of it is going to be between Quia Harbor and about the Triangle exit, left side of the roadway blocked off. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation. Get two free, plus no interest or payments for 24 months. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News, First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Dry conditions, but a warm evening out there after a day that had some summery heat in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. This evening, our temperatures drop off quickly through the 80s and 70s by late this evening. Will be about 60 to 65 degrees by your early Tuesday morning. A dry start to the day, dry for your lunchtime, and dry for the afternoon and evening rush. Now, it's after 7 p.m. on Tuesday where we could have a few isolated showers and maybe even a stray thunderstorm. I have our high temperatures between 85 and 89 degrees for Tuesday, and then in the lower 80s on Wednesday as the rain moves out, skies will gradually clear. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And tonight in Gaithersburg, 77, Arlington, 77, and Lanham, 75. Some of us could fall to the 60s overnight. Not every suburb will get that cool. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Still to come on WTOP.
Trying to learn more about who's at risk of inheriting lung cancer. I'm Neil Augenstein.
1021, good to have you.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP. Washington's top news.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. This is George Wallace, and right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. So if you're thinking about getting involved with FanDuel and joining for the NBA playoffs, there's no better time to do it than right now. And there's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. It's simple. Just go to FanDuel.com/GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2555. 37.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or our retail store in Tyson's Corner and mention code LOCAL10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code LOCAL10.
You're listening to WTOP News.
1022, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. Mom and pop shops are being celebrated in D.C. this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us the mayor kicked off Small Business Week with the owners of a new store along Rhode Island Avenue.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser cuts the ribbon outside the newly renovated space for Bandura Designs on Rhode Island Avenue, renovations that were aided by city grants.
We're grateful to our small business owners who serve us.
Jennifer Ferris owns the interior design company.
I am so grateful to be a part of this block.
Also during the kickoff, the mayor announced 64 recipients of robust retail grants, which give up to $10,000 to businesses.
For payroll, for new equipment, rent, or anything else that they need.
Also during the week, support events for small businesses will be held. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
There have been a lot of recent improvements in the treatment of lung cancer. Now a new study aims to learn more about the inherited risk of the disease. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says researchers hope you'll want to take part.
We do a blood draw.
Lori Ambrose with GoTo for Lung Cancer. Along with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, they're expanding their recent research that showed that people having one genetic mutation were at higher risk of developing lung cancer. So the participants would be monitored for 5 years.
If there was an early presentation of a suspicious nodule or tumor, we would be on top of it and manage it accordingly.
Doctors say the earlier lung cancer can be detected, the better the chance for a cure. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
10:24 here on WTOP. A battery-powered future just took a big step forward from an assembly line in Beltsville. It's where technology created years ago at the University of Maryland is making a stronger and safer battery than the ones currently powering so much of our tech. WTOP's John Doman.
Eventually, more than a million solid-state batteries will be made right here off Route 1 in Beltsville, and they'll be in so many things you use. But first, they're going to the U.S. Army so it can get rid of the lithium-ion batteries used in so many things because, you've heard before, they also sometimes catch fire.
We've taken that flammable liquid electrolyte out, and we've replaced it with our solid-state ceramic, which is like ceramic, like a dinner plate. Dinner plates don't catch fire, right? And so not only is it a safe battery, it's also a better battery.
One that lasts 40% longer, says Ricky Hanna, the CEO of Ion Storage. In a few years, it'll power your phone or your car. In Beltsville, John Dumb in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
10:25, we're going to Rob Woodfork.
Well, the Nationals completed their first four-game sweep of the Marlins in 10 years with a 7-2 victory in front of only about 6,300 fans in Miami. C.J. Abrams homered. Jesse Winker matched his two RBI.